This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tom. Protesters have gathered again all over Myanmar. A day after security forces shot dead two people at a demonstration in the country's second biggest city, a funeral was also being held for a young woman killed earlier by police in the capital. She was the first confirmed death among the many thousands who have taken to the streets to protest the February 1st coup against the elected government of Aung San Suu Kyi. Saturday's deaths in Mandalay, the second biggest city, occurred at a dockyard where security forces were trying to force workers to load a boat. Shooting broke out when nearby residents sought to aid the dock workers. Iran's official news agency says the head of the UN nuclear watchdog arrived in Tehran ahead of Iran's plan for suspending part of the inspections by the agency to the country's nuclear facilities. The arrival comes ahead of a February 23rd a deadline Iran's parliament approved and a December bill that would suspend part of UN inspections of its nuclear facilities under the 2015 nuclear deal. U.S. federal regulators are investigating what caused a catastrophic engine failure on a United Airlines plane that rained debris on Denver suburbs as the aircraft made an emergency landing. Authorities said nobody aboard or on the ground was hurt despite large pieces of the engine casing that narrowly missed homes below. The Federal Aviation Administration said in a statement that the Boeing 777-200 returned to the Denver International Airport after experiencing a right engine failure shortly after takeoff. That was flying from Denver to Honolulu. United says that there were 231 passengers and 10 crew on board. This is VOA News.